In his speech to the downtown Madison Rotary Club, Thompson said the quickest and most widespread use of embryonic stem cells is likely to be the testing of drugs, making particular human tissues on which pharmaceuticals, like heart drugs, can be tried.
And ultimately, there'll be safer drugs that get to the market quicker because of this kind of testing, but you won't know that human yes cells are involved. It'll all be kind of in the background. So it's really as a pervasive research tool that I think this will change human medicine.
Thompson said replacing tissue damaged by Alzheimer's and other ailments like diabetes will be challenging. New cells won't stop what's causing a disease, and those new cells could potentially cause bigger problems like cancer. Right now, federal government funding is limited for embryonic stem cell research. Whether to ease those restrictions has become a campaign issue in the governor's race. Thompson has carefully avoided the political aspect his work has generated.
I try to stay out of politics, but there are clear differences between how various candidates stand on this issue, and it's important that you educate yourself on those issues and vote accordingly.
Republican Mark Green supports use of adult stem cells and funding limits on embryonic lines. Governor Jim Doyle wants those restrictions eased. Thompson says both adult and embryonic lines are important to scientists. He says each have different capabilities that can lead to shared discoveries. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.